cash, homie. This is the Soulless Voice, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in.
Not
listen
today.
Christmas to all of our listeners out there. I am excited. My favorite show of the year, the top 25 females in sports and entertainment. But really quick, I know that we had previously the top 25 Instagram models. We did that show 2 years ago. And really quick, I just want to say this really quick, a special shout out, because I came across an Instagram beauty. Whenever you can, follow her. She's 18 years old. She's 18. But,
I can't even follow 18-year-olds. I can't follow an 18-year-old.
But still, she's gorgeous. If you looked at her, her name is...
All right, I do follow Steve Harvey's daughter, so does that make me a perv?
Okay. No, not at all. The Instagram handle is Thais, it's T-H-A-I-S underscore Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. When you have a chance, search her, and you'll be stunned by beauty.
I'm looking now. I am stunned, amazed, and befuddled. I'm befuddled. You're a freak. I'm 40-something years old, man. Stop that. I got an 18-year-old daughter. I came looking at that kind of stuff. 347-637-3859. Bro, listen. Should we start off right now? Let's start off right now, Hugo, with number 25 on the list, okay? And as we go one by one, do me a favor, Hugo. put into our Fox Sports Soul and Sports chat page so that King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter can tweet out the picture of the young ladies that we have on our list. All right? And for those who don't know, I make my list based upon different things. Now, I know a lot of guys out there are all about the TNA. You know what I mean? I love TNA. I love TNA. Don't get me wrong. I'm a man, Anna. Okay? But to me, I think beauty is facial. You know what I mean? And I like to be the woman, my woman especially, my wife. Thank you, and shout out to her for allowing me to do this show. Let's be real. People do podcasts. Everybody has one now. I've been here for, what, 8 years, Hugo? 8 years, 7 years doing this? We got almost 3,000 episodes. I mean, combined with the efforts of you. Shout out to my man Mike Grand Cross the Pond. My man JK made all the logos for us. We've been around for a while. So, shout out to my wife for allowing me to have this opportunity. And there's no disrespect towards any woman at all. For those who did not make the list, it's okay. This list is made up of the top 25 women that are involved in sports and entertainment. Since our programming is based upon sports and entertainment. So, I make my list off of this is what I think is beauty. My wife, a couple years ago, Hugo, had me watching America's Next Top Model. And watching that show, I'm a man, all right? I watched it, my woman watched it, all right? I was taught what beauty kind of was, you know what I mean? You know, looking into the facial. So my list is made off of eyes, lips, cheeks, smile. Most importantly, eyes and smile, all right? And so number 25 on the list, Hugo, I know it's one of your favorites, okay?
Oh,
you had me watching this show, okay? Comes on MTV, you had me watch this show, right? It was actually the first thing I ever caught. You've been watching it, and I mean, this young lady, she is the antithesis, and look, I know that's not a word, okay, but here on the best damn show on radio networks where Barbershop Talk Meets Radio, no words are really words, right? We can make up words here. She's the antithesis of this list. When I say cheeks, eyes, smile, lips, she got it going on. And I ain't talking about her TNA because she got that too. Number 25, Hugo, is who?
It is from Are You the One season. Her name is Julia Rose. She is my future wife, my future ex-wife, I just want to say, future ex-wife. if you follow her, on Snapchat, she's always snapping. Mm-hmm. Very down-to-earth girl. She obviously has the southern mentality. She's from New Orleans, Louisiana, and she moved over to L.A. And when I first laid eyes on her, I'm like, wow, I was mesmerized. It's like my type of perfect female. And if you follow her on Snapchat, it's Julia_Rose. So follow her on Snapchat, and you'll be seeing this gorgeous, amazing, beautiful. She's just over the line. That's all I gotta say. She's just
Julia Rose. Listen, you were so mad when she went with Steven, right? And I think her and Steven are still together. They were not the perfect match. He was not her perfect match, but that was who they fell in love with before the perfect match was made, which was another guy that she didn't stay around with very long. Again, MTV's on, guys. Julia Rose, J-U-L-I-A Rose. Look her up. What a beauty at number 25. Now, at number 24 on this list, making the list, I mean, I think she's like, well, this is the sixth annual, right? She's been on five of the six, okay?
Oh, wow.
The most frustrating part about the list with her is that she has no social media. She has no Twitter. She has no Facebook besides her fan page. And y'all all know her. She starred in this year's Civil War. She's been in every X-Men movie since then. Number 24, Hugo.
Miss Scarlett Johansson. Definitely one. She is absolutely gorgeous as well. And she should be making the list every single year. I mean, she is absolutely fantastic. So good choice on that, Mike, because definitely
Scarlett Johansson. See,
Scarlett
here's my thing. When you make a list, right, everybody typically calls or complains or tweets or inbox me. Everybody, let's put some things in perspective. No one will ever be happy with a single list that everybody makes. You know what I mean? But I guarantee you cannot take a girl off this list and say she doesn't belong on a list somewhere. You may not have her this low. You may not have her that high. But I don't got no ugly women. I mean, you can look at that, but look at my wife. Okay, I know good looks when I see one. Okay, don't ask me how God blessed me to have the woman I have, but I do. Scarlett Johansson. Oh, have you ever seen the movie Don Juan?
Have you ever seen what? I'm sorry?
The movie Don Juan.
No.
She's, what's my man who played in, God, what's the movie? All right, he's in The Night Before. He also had another movie with Seth Rogen where he had cancer. He was in the Batman trilogy. Everybody thought he was going to be Robin. I can't get his name. Lesserwich or something like that. But he played in this movie with her, right, where she was his interest. She was his love interest. Now, we all know how Scarlett Johansson looks. She's beautiful. But he was so obsessed with love, no matter how beautiful she looked, he would rather go jerk it than be with her in the boudoir. Okay,
right.
And that to me speaks a lot for this list and why people should make this list. What's going on, Lisa? What's going on, James? Scarlett Johansson at number 24. Now, 23, in honor, he's not here, he's out shopping, you know, because ever since he got engaged, okay, Jay Chris Thomas, I told him this morning I don't like his new fiance because she's taking him from me. I don't like that. I like when I call you, you pick up the phone. I don't like that. All right? I don't like her. Actually, I love her, but either way. But he said, Mike Knox. And he calls me that sometimes. He said, how can you call yourself Mike Knox and you ain't got these girls on this list? They are absolutely amazingly beautiful, and they're talented. Enough already. I know you want to know who's number 23. Hugo, who's number 23?
Number 23 are the beautiful twins of Dylan and Dakota Gonzalez.
If you don't know who Dylan and Dakota Gonzalez is, Google them, okay? They used to be the guards at Kansas. They left Kansas. They wasn't getting the playing time they wanted. They went to UNLV, okay, which now they're in Vegas. So I'm not sure how far basketball is going to go for these ladies. They're beautiful. They can sing. And they're Instagram royalty, okay? When I tell you Instagram royalty, if you have an Instagram, you follow the Gonzalez twins at number 23. If you're going to give them one more, then we're going to talk some sports. Most importantly, this whole George Karl book. Number 22, and from the first state, beautiful, beautiful. And she plays for my Chicago Sky. Who's number 22 on that list, Hugo?
Miss Elena Deledone.
No, Elena Deledone, man. Drink it in, man. Drink it in, man. Elena Deledone got it going on. She's tall. She's beautiful. She has the eyes. She has the cheek structure. She has the smile. I'm sorry, guys. Listen, you make your list how you want to make your list. I make my list how I want to make my list. All right? And I like smiles on a woman. I think a smile is the most beautiful part of a woman's aura. Anything that a woman has, I think a smile is the best thing to tell you where that comes from. Okay, you could be skinny, you could be fat, it don't matter. If you got a pretty smile, it'll go a long way. And guess what? It's easier to smile than it is to frown. So they have a resting bee face, as the kids would say, right? So Elena Deledone. So we're gonna break it down for you. Number 25, Julia Rose from Perfect Match MTV. Scarlett Johansson, world renowned actress. Dalen and Dakota Gonzalez, the basketball twins from UNLV. Number 22, Elena Deledone from the first state, Delaware zone. And we'll get to the rest of this list a little bit in a second. But I do want to talk about the incident that is one George Karl, former coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, the Sacramento Kings, the Denver Nuggets. Have you heard about his book that came out?
I know about the book, and I know that they were talking about it yesterday on the Four Letter Network. They actually had a huge debate, Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, about yesterday on it. I heard it seems like he really bashed him even more on a personal level, though, Mike. I think that's a huge low blow. You know, obviously, especially on a personal level, fine. You can talk about his antics inside the basketball court, but when you attack a man personally, what does that say about you?
Right.
What does that say about you? You know, and I think I definitely do believe that he is that he is way out of line. One of the contexts on the book that he said, he says, all that money and no father to show them how to act like a man.
Right.
Why getting involved with the man's family? I personally have lost all respect now for George Karl, regardless of what his positioning is with Carmelo Anthony. And, for example, if I don't like you, Mike, I'm not going to make it known to the world that I don't like you. You know what I mean? That's my feelings and all. I have my reasons why I do like you, and that's it. But that shows you how much of a coward George Karl is. You know, like, to put it out
Hold on right there. Let's put Nick on the meter. For those who don't know, let's bring it back for him, for those who don't know, all right? Basically, George Karl wrote a book, all right? And what he's criticizing former NBA player Carmelo Anthony, saying in his new book that Carmelo was a true conundrum for me for the 6 years I had him. Karl wrote feels about George, saying that he was not he didn't like to share the spotlight. That he always had to have the spotlight on him. That when it came to playing hard-nosed defense, he didn't know how to do that, and that he pretty much was a baby, and even emphasized towards the fact that him not having a father in his home was the way – is reason why he wasn't acting that way. And he also said some things about other players that he had, one in particular, Kenyon Martin, talked about him as well in a series of tweets where he released his frustrations about his former coach and about some things that he had said. And those tweets, he said, the nerve of awful and coward as a coach, more to come. I don't have a father growing up. We all knew that. What's George Karl's excuse for being a terrible person? George Karl is a selfish, unhappy, miserable, which he spelled wrong. And shout out to my team, Brian H. Waters, and my wife and everybody who gets on me about my spelling over social media. Let's just be real. I talk in the Siri a lot because I'm always driving, but that's still no excuse for not checking what you sent out there. And I do it a lot, so I understand where he came from. Coward person with no wonder he was fired from every place that he has coached. Now, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here, Hugo, and saying this much. Yeah. We have heard this about Carmelo Anthony for years. And here's the thing about Carmelo Anthony. A lot of people say, like, next to the Jordan fans, I think the most fan base of an NBA player that sticks up for their guy is the Melo fan base. They don't never want to hear the truth. For years, we heard Carmelo Anthony was a glory hound. For years, we heard Carmelo Anthony was not a dog on defense. So the fact that George Karl is saying these things, I don't see why so many people are upset and taken back by them, Hugo.
Fair enough. I mean, So what's your consensus, though, Mike? What's your overall consensus
I'm a fan of Carmelo. I like Carmelo. Right. However, like I just said, we know. All right, paint a picture, right? This came from Jay Chris. He just tweeted me or texted me. I'm sorry. And he said, in the text it reads, he says, I can't, hold on. Keeps going away on my phone. All right, he says that Amari Stoudemire was the man in New York City before Carmelo got there. When Carmelo got there, look how fast Amari Stoudemire's star dwindled. To me, that's factual.
Okay.
That was Amari's team.
Right.
Carmelo got there. We're thinking Carmelo's going to be the help aid to him. All of a sudden, Amari fell off from the wayside. Carmelo, I believe he can play good defense. Again, I like Carmelo as a player and as a person, to be honest. I think he can lead. I think a lot of the NBA players are diva-ish. Okay, but when it matters, I think Carmelo can really play basketball, defense most importantly. But again, who better to talk about a player than someone that coached them? So I think everybody's getting so defensive and rallying to Carmelo's Anthony so quickly to his defense. Maybe there's some truth in this that should be spoken about, in my opinion, Hugo.
But why should it be spoken, Mike? I understand exactly what you're trying
to say. To sell books. That's why. He had to sell.
Now look at all the negative feedback, the bashing that George Karl has been taking. And he could, honestly, this book could generally ruin George Karl's career.
Well, I think his career's already ruined.
Do another coaching job.
I don't think he will ever get another coaching job. I think that's done.
Yeah.
I think when he wrote this book, that was completely out of the question of him ever bouncing back into an NBA job, especially we're not talking about the NFL where coaches get chances and chances and chances and chances and chances for not being successful. We're talking about the NBA where it's a players' league. The NBA is the most players' league there is out of all the major four franchises in sports. So the fact that you're talking about Boogie Cousins, the fact that you're talking about Kenyon Martin, and the fact that you're talking about Carmelo Anthony, again, look at the three people that he's referring to. Have they all been without any of these things being talked about them in the media before? I don't think so.
Right.
So why is everybody so upset about what possibly, and in my opinion, might be the truth?
Okay, it might be the truth, but at the end of the day, though, Mike, you're taking personal attacks on something that truly hits home. Like, for example, how is this guy going to sit there and write and say, oh, I struggled in my coaching career because my players didn't have good dads or had no dads at all? What kind of nonsense is that, Mike? Why should dads be bringing out to light? That's irrelevant. To me, that truly is irrelevant. But, I mean, I personally do believe now George Karl, Mike, to be honest with you, God, he's never going to get another coaching job. Do you think he's going to get back his gig again at the Four Letter Network after what he just wrote? Absolutely not. I think
his career in the NBA as a coach, as we know, George Karl is over. But I just want people to relax and look at, all right, for instance, Kobe Bryant is always, his name is always being run through the mud, right, for whatever reason. Other than his Kobe apologists, right, that support Kobe. I think Kobe should be giving a lot of credit for Phil Jackson writing a book while he was coaching, right, or retired, then brought back to Lakers by Kobe, where the book talks about Kobe Bryant and what he was not and why he was at fault for Shaq and Kobe's demise. But Kobe stayed and looked into it. Again, Michael Jackson has told us since 1987, 1990, whatever the heck Man in the Mirror came out. Okay? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Okay? So people can sit here and laugh at George Karl all they want to. And again, I'm a fan of Carmelo Anthony. There's some truth to this because where there's smoke, there's fire. And we've heard this when Allen Iverson came to Denver. We heard this again when he went to New York City. We heard this, 3 years ago when he went back to New York over going to Chicago or Houston where he had a better chance of winning, that he was about the money, not the winning. So I don't think anything that George – yes, it may be with cruel intentions, okay? Maybe it shouldn't have been said. Maybe it's from a spiteful place. All that could be very possible to be true. However, I don't think anything George Karl said was untrue. I really don't.
Okay, fair enough. So, I mean, I got you.
So on that note, I want to get back into this top 25 female list. What you think?
Let's do it.
And this show is brought to you by the best album of the year, 24 Karat, baby.
Number 21 on the top 25 singles of 2016 in sports and entertainment is Miss Brittany Sharpe. I'm looking at her right now, Mike, and wow, she's fire. She is lit.
She is on General Hospital right now as a recurring role on the program. And when I looked at the best in sports and entertainment, and I know my man Brian Wood is the big Young and the Restless fan, I'm an ABC watcher, okay? And, yes, I watch General Hospital. And I'm watching her as I put this list together. As Mike Grant says, Mike Knox dropping two of I'm dabbing, yes. Don't tell nobody that. And, I mean, just hands down, the antithesis, now I'll try to make up words on here, of the smile, the cheeks, the eye structure. She got it going on right now, Hugo. She got it going on. Hold on, I got. Let me just turn Bruno Mars back up 1 second, all right? Can I get that? 37, 32, ooh, squeeze,
girl, let my coupe, girl, I'm true, you chunky.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Got it going on.
Let me tell you something about Britney. Well, I'm looking at Britney Sharpie right now, and I'm looking at some of her pictures. And she's the type of girl that she could change with just, for example, the way that she looks. I don't know if you get this, but you change her hair, for example, right?
Uh-huh.
She looks curly, and she looks totally different when her hair's straight. Not a lot of girls could actually pull that. You know what I'm saying? She could pull the double duty, and she's still going to look regardless. I think she could wake up in the middle. She could wake up early in the morning, and she's still going to look good with her hair all messy and stuff like that. She's still going to look good. My God, those eyes, that smile, that jawline, everything about her, Mike. You know what? I'm surprised you only put her at number 21, to be honest with you.
It was the only reason why she's that low, right? And shout out to my man, King Von Jr. That is my favorite picture of Juliana Rose as she went as Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. And I'm glad you chose that picture, my brother, because I love that picture of her.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've seen that before. I've seen that before. Wow.
Reason why,
okay,
Britney is this low on the list, honestly, is because she's an unknown. And I don't like to put unknowns on the list very high. She's pretty new to acting. She's been acting for about 4 or 5 years, but General Hospital is probably her most prominent role. And anybody knows about soap operas, a lot of stars started on soap operas first. Okay, you can go to George Clooney. You can go to Leo DiCaprio. You can go to Selma Hayek. They all started on a soap opera first before they made it big. And so Brittany Sharpie, I think she is a next big up-and-coming thing. But number 20, she is going to be in arguably the biggest movie of 2017. She was in one of the biggest movies of 2016, despite some of the fan backlash of it. She's also appeared in The Fast Furious. Oh, hint. Number 20 on the list, Hugo.
And I was upset when her character got killed on Fast Five. It is Gal Gadot. She's just absolutely amazing. A little bit too thin for my liking. Too thin.
Too thin to win. Never too thin.
She's really thin though, Mike. But at the end of the day, her face is absolutely fantastic. It's what her face is.
Is what her face is.
Yeah.
Listen, we talk about the best in sports and entertainment. We're talking about entertainment. We're talking about she is one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood. Okay,
yeah.
And she's gonna have arguably, like I said, one of the biggest movies next year. She was in one of the biggest movies this year. Okay, and moving forward, for those who don't know, she's playing Wonder Woman. Okay, and we can sit here and we can have a debate on what the heck is KME show called? The Geeks Inherit the Earth, right? Also here on BDSR Network. All you want to. Superman is the world's number one superhero. There's polls. It's just not my – I agree with that. That's my favorite superhero, but it's factual amongst polls. He's the most popular superhero. Wonder Woman is the most popular female superhero of all time. Gal Gadot is playing her. Number 19. Get ready for this one, King Von G720 on the Twitter, because you're about to lose your mind. And make sure you use the hashtags properly on this one. Number 19 on this. Hello.
The WWE's own Naomi Batu.
Hashtag Natty Mob. Hashtag Natty. No, I mean Naomi Mob. Hashtag Naomi Squad. Make sure you tag her in this, Naomi Fatu. I like to refer to her the way her husband refers to her ass, I know some people get upset when I say it, but my wife don't when I say it because that's what he calls her. That's his pet nickname. If I call my wife her pet nickname on television, I expect y'all to call her by her pet nickname. Femme Mignon. I mean, listen, Naomi Fatu, she's – how did women used to say it back in the day? She's tall, dark, and handsome, but she can't be handsome because she's a woman. She's tall, dark, and beautiful. You're talking about, again, I told you this list is consistent of the eyes, your cheek structure, your smile. She has some of the most listen, The Rock, no Brokeback, has the whitest teeth I've ever seen from a dude. Okay? The Rock's teeth are immaculate. Her teeth are sparkling. When she comes up there in that glow outfit, oh, yeah. Oh, that's the old song. I'm amazing. That was a stupid song, by the way. So I hated that song, Hugo. But
yeah, it sucks.
That song was hot. What's going on, my cousin Ryan, checking in on the Facebook program director, Glenn Town, making sure I don't go too raunchy. He ain't checked into a show in a minute, y'all. So he's making sure I don't go too far out the book here. Naomi Fatu, I'm sorry. What can you say about her? I don't think, okay, I know Brian Waters here on Fox Sports 1340 AM wrote an article about how Orlando, which is the spot, the home of WrestleMania, her hometown, it could be the next WWE champion. I don't see that for Naomi. I think her window has closed. I do think she's still one of the pure athletes in the company. I just think when it comes to her acting ability, because wrestling is predetermined, it is entertainment, it's not Wrestling Federation any longer. Those who think wrestling is still real, it's real to me, damn it! Well, it's not, okay? It's predetermined. And she has not developed her character enough. I remember we had that Fire One, Push One, what was it? Fire One, Push One, Book One Better,
fire
something
one,
like that.
One, book one. Yeah.
And I said we should fire Naomi. I remember, and I think Spotface said everybody that's a part of Total Divas fire. So I just think that whole cast of women in the wrestling world has kind of we kind of seen our way with them. But number 18 on the list, Hugo, is clearly one of my favorites. Can you please tell us who is number 18 on this list?
The tall and beautiful French model, Cindy Bruna.
What do you know about Cindy, Miss Victoria's Secret Model's own? Listen, guys, if you don't know by now, let me let you into my little world. I'm obsessed with Victoria's Secrets. It's what it is. I love all the fashion. Hell, I was in there the other day. They got this new bra. Fellas, listen to me. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. If you have a significant other and you do not shop at Victoria's Secrets, you're a bum. You're not worthy to have that woman. Okay? I'm telling you this right now. If you got a girlfriend, significant other, wife, I don't care if it's for your mama, and you don't shop at Victoria's Secrets, you're a bum. Straight up. Victoria's Secret models are some of the world's most beautiful women. They actually, there's not another, outside of the WWE, right? That means NFL, Major League Baseball, you name it. No one has a social media following like Victoria's Secret models. None of them. And Cindy Bruna is one of the most beautiful up and coming. She's an angel model for 2 years ago. Okay, just beautiful, just simply beautiful. If you look at the pictures out there right now, Hugo, you can see the smile. When what I tell you, this list is consistent. To me, again, I'm gonna say it again: a smile is the most intriguing, sexy, and alluring part of a woman in my mind. I'm sorry, I've seen some of the most out of shape Alabama spit hog women a person could ever see. And she had a smile on her face, and it just lit up a room. A smile can go a long way. And Cindy is one of the world's most beautiful women in the world. I got to play something for that, Hugo. I'm sorry. I need a smaller break.
Ooh, don't we look good tonight? Together, we look good. There's a reason why they watch on the zone.
Secret models out here dripping with finesse all day. Hugo! We have gone through the top bottom half of this list. Number 17. What are your specialties? What are your specialies? Hold on, hold on. I'm going to turn it back up before we go to hell. We're going to turn it back up because we're going to the song. It feels when we cry. We cry, yeah. Woo! Our connection's so magnetic on the floor. Nothing can stop us tonight. We're now. Number 18, Hugo!
All right, so this is my favorite out of all of the whole list, and obviously it had to make it in. I was like, Mike, how can you not have this person on the top?
Number 17, I'm sorry. Number 17, right.
It's fine. To me, she's my number one. She's my number one. I like Julia Rose. I think this person actually beats out Julia Rose. I just want to say
what?
That.
She beats out Julia
for me?
Wow.
I would. If you have me, as your friend on Facebook, okay? If you have your friend on Facebook, I always post pictures of her, and it says Bay, and then I put Bay Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, whatever. I absolutely am mesmerized with this female. I have loved watching her every Monday through Friday on the Four Letter Network number 2. The moderator of the Four Letter Network, First Take, Miss Molly Karam. My God, Mike. This to me, she's number one. To me, she's perfect. And Jalen Rose, I am just jealous of you. And I'm
man,
not jealous of no man.
Drilling,
I'm not jealous.
When I found that Jalen Rose was winning, that blew my mind. That blew my mind.
I never get jealous of no men, but damn, am I jealous of him for having such a work like her. She is absolutely fantastic, Mike. I just love watching her. And if you remember at the NFL Network, you remember when she used to be on the NFL Network before?
I do.
My God. Since the NFL Network days, I've been mesmerized by Molly Karam. And I think she became a perfect co-host to Carrie Champion going over to SportsCenter. And we were talking about it a little bit off the air. And Mike told me this. He says, and I quote, she is possibly the number one sports, what is it, female sports person.
I think she's the number one female in sports. I think she's the number one female in sports.
There you go.
I do. I do think she's the number one female in sports. And do me a favor, Hugo. Put the names in the group for King Vaughn, please, because we have I have all their acts, King Vaughn Jr. I have all their acts. Only one that doesn't have a social media is Scarlett Johansson. So Hugo's going to put in the acts so you can get the right picture and tag them in the right thing. But yeah, Molly, let's be real here, guys. I mean, when Carrie Champion left the show, I was wondering what they were going to do. You know what I mean? And Carrie Champion's a beautiful woman in her own right. She really, really is. And you can follow Molly Quorum at her name, at Molly Quorum. That's Q-E-R-I-M. First name Molly. If you can't spell that, then you don't really listen to this show. You don't like listening anyway. But seriously, if you can't spell Molly, you got a problem. But Molly, I think she holds her own when it comes to the 2 men at the desk, Stephen A. being one of them now with Max Kellerman, even when Skip Bayless was there. I look at moderators sometimes, and I feel like they don't have their own mind. And I've watched them kind of try to pick her mind apart or try to force their opinions on her, and she will stay with her opinion. And I think in a world, and it's just my opinion, where women are getting the better advantage of being on television because they're beautiful women, maybe not necessarily having the talent, I think she has the talent to go with the beauty. And I like that
about
her.
And I'll be honest with you. And you know how the Four Letter Network likes to always shuffle you know, personalities around through show to show, or should I say promote them onto SportsCenter. Remember, happened with Carrie Champion. She's at SportsCenter now. I think if they do the same thing with Molly, there's no one that can replace her on that desk. There's no one. If you look at out there, anyone to be a moderator as good as Molly is, she's irreplaceable. She truly is irreplaceable.
I agree. Number 16 on this list, Hugo, is one of my favorites. I seen her a long time ago. She appeared in Music Soul Child's video, Buddy. Anybody who knows me know I watch a lot of television. And on Friday nights, used to be Thursday nights, I watched a show called The Vampire Diaries. She's also a singer. She is just really, in my opinion, the total package. She is just beautiful from head to toe. I know we're not talking about TNA on this program, but she has that too, the smile, the cheeks, the lips, the eyes, the total package of a face. She puts it together to me like no other. She's on this list at 16 only because it was hard to put a list of beautiful women together. Again, I said this to you on air, Kabusa Gahago. People, if you think it's easy to put together a list based off of beauty, it's always going to be subjective, and it's harder than you think it is. It really took me about a month to put this list together, and it was really, really hard. Number 16, Hugo.
Kat Graham. I believe she did the Parent Trap long time ago. She did the Parent Trap.
Did she?
The Roommate. Yeah, she was at the Parent Trap.
Wow, she was in the Parent Trap with the Lohan. Wow.
Yep.
And now I feel the perv.
Yep.
Now I feel pervy.
That was 1998, Mike. 1998. Crazy. It's crazy. And she's going to be coming out with a new movie, I think, called it came out already, or I don't even know if it's been out yet. All Eyes on Me, I believe.
It's coming out
in 2017.
It's coming out in 2017. Yes.
Yeah. So she's
Kat Graham,
right,
y'all.
She's fine. She's fine.
And she sings. And her Twitter is at her namesake. King Vaughn, yeah, she's a singer too. Her Twitter handle and her Instagram follow name is the same. Kat, K-A-T, Graham. Number 15 on the list. I almost didn't have her make it, Hugo, because I'll be honest with you. When I picked this list, right? People understand. And shout out to my social media video choreographer, Ashley from Fox Sports, who kind of had a issue with the list, you know what I mean, and putting together. And I had to explain to her, like, yo, I have a wife and I have two daughters. So I'm not here degrading women, okay? I'm a man. Men look at women. They're out there to be looked at. That's why they dress the way they dress. Again, R. Kelly and Jay-Z made a song called The Power of the P-U. You spell the rest yourself, okay? And that song pretty much tells you they have all the power. That's why I got upset when men got mad about the movie Chirac, because of the premise of the movie was that these men were going to put down their guns because their ladies refused to have relations with them. And at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody say, if women around the world stuck to their guns and said, we were not going to have sex with you until you guys stop the violence, I guarantee you violence will stop. It will stop. Now, it'll be some yamps out there, you know, that's going to pay, and that, you know, the world's with them. I'm talking about the woman they love. Now, you can go out here and get a girl off the corner, or you can have the one you want to be with all you want to, and at the end of the day, you're going to choose the one you want to be with. She almost didn't make the list because she had some discriminating photos that I wasn't a fan of. But then when I made the list, I told you it was hard to make this list, I thought 100% she still belonged in this list. She's my kind of looker of a woman. She's beautiful from head to toe. Number, what number are we on, Hugo? Is this 16, 15? I lost my Twitter.
Number 15.
15 on the list. Number 15. Who is on the list? 15, Hugo.
Miss Jordan Dunn. I'll be honest with you. I've never seen her before. This is the first time that I'm actually seeing her. And based on what I'm seeing, yeah, she definitely has a complete package. Her face is just absolutely fantastic. And she's British too. And you don't see many British.
Yes. She is
model, you know. No, she's fine. She definitely is fire. I think she does Maybelline, if I'm not mistaken, too.
Yeah.
I'm reading some of her biography right now. She does Maybelline. Forbes has listed her to earn $4 million in 1 year as a model. That's actually pretty good. And the first ever Black British model to ever make the Forbes list. So that's a pretty big accomplishment on its own.
What you just spoke on right there is another thing, because the number one supermodel in the world, okay, she's going to fall on my list. You've been a fan of the show, Hugger. You know, you saw the list. You know she's on the list. I'm not going to tell you where she's at on the list, but she's on the list. She didn't make that much money. This woman is the most up-and-coming. Remember I just say we're the fastest-rising, most successful show on radio? Well, she's the most fastest-rising, most successful model in the business is Jordan Dunn. She's beautiful. She has a little girl. She's beautiful from head to toe. Number 14. We're going to stop at 10 and get back to some sports, talk about some picks this week. So we're going to stop at number 10 when we get to number. We're going to stop at number 11, I mean. So number 14. Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry about that. Number 14 on the list, hands down to me, Hugo, again, this list, if you don't like this list, you don't like women. Okay. And number 14 can go from 1 to 25, and she can fit in any one of those categories or any one of those numbers. Number 14, Huggo, because I ain't going to lie, I can't pronounce her name.
I'll try my best to pronounce it. Her name is Priyanka Chopra.
You said it. You said it. Go start for Huggo. Say it again, Huggo, because I can't. Say it again. Pronounce it for me.
Priyanka Chopra. Priyanka Chopra.
She played. She plays on the hit TV show that comes on ABC, Huggo, called Quantico. She is a Arab. She was an Arab model and an Arab soap opera star before coming to America. She also was a Miss Universe. Miss Universe. That means, how the heck can I have a top 25 and don't have a Miss Universe on the list? Put that name in a group for me, because I know King Von might have a hard time finding that one on the list. She's Indian, actually. I was going to say Arabic. Well, she's from India, so my bad. I apologize. Number 13 on the list.
Hold on,
hands
really quick.
Down.
Really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Really quick.
My bad.
I'm sorry. I just want to say about Priyanka, and this is a huge accomplishment, guys. She in 2016, the government of India honored her with the Padma Shri, the fourth highest civilian award, and Time magazine named her one of the 100 most influential people in the world. Influential people in the world. That's a pretty good big accomplishment, especially with a list that Time gets out every single year. That's actually pretty good for her. So big ups to her, man. She definitely has a look, and she's a big humanitarian. So definitely big up on that, man.
Listen, I didn't even know that. That's dope. That's dope. Listen,
yeah.
But no. I made this list, Huggo, and you know this because you've been here, you know, almost since the inception of BDSR Network. I think I met you like a year into the network, maybe two.
Right.
I hate Maxim 100. I hate Maxim's 100. You know, on Maxim's 100 list, you know where she's rated this year?
What is she?
76.
That's wrong. That really is wrong. But then again, Maxim. See, the thing is that Maxim doesn't even. They just go by looks. You know what I mean?
I don't think Maxim goes by looks. I don't know where Maxim gets their list from, but it's not looks. I mean, honest with you, it's not looks. I've seen their lists. I go over their lists every year. They're one of the lists that I compare my list to and see, you know, where they're placed at on that list. And I don't think 76 is definitely wrong. But I hate. And you could tweet this all you want to. I don't care. I hate. Maxim 100 is why I birthed BDSR Network's top 25. And that's a hashtag, too. If you can fit that into a tweet, King Vaughn, hashtag top 25 females of 2016. We're up to number what? 13 on the list.
We're up to 13.
13. Hands down.
And I think one of your favorites. I think one of your favorites, too. I think 13 is one of your favorites.
She is, but I hate the fact that she throws up that dynasty sign. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. But she is dope on the basketball court. She's dope in the fashion world. She's dope altogether as an individual. Number 13, Huggo.
It is Skylar Diggins.
Isn't it a shame that she plays in like Tulsa?
Yeah, she is it Tulsa? Yeah, it is
in Tulsa. Who the heck's watching a Tulsa basketball game?
Well, people could say the same thing about Oklahoma City, yet they're a pretty big franchise. So Kevin Durant came from there. Russell Westbrook was there. So, I mean, Oklahoma. No disrespect to our Oklahoma listeners out there, by the way.
Yeah, well, I lived in Oklahoma City for a while when I was growing up. No one goes to Tulsa, but she's beautiful. They're watching. Number 12 on the list, Huggo.
Number 12 on the list, Nicole Beharie. Is that how you say it, Mike?
Bahari.
There you go. Bahari.
For those who don't know, she was the wife to Jackie Robinson in the 42 movie. She also currently airs on Fox Television's Sleeping Hollow television program. She is absolutely stunningly beautiful black woman. There's not a lot of beautiful black women that we are allowed to see in television. For whatever reason, they're kept
off of television, the darker skin type, you know, fair of a woman. And she's not as dark as they can be, but she's still not light-skinned, as they would say. I think she's absolutely stunningly beautiful from head to toe. She's a great actress. She's up and coming, like I said, in the movie 42, there were two movies that came out a year apart, 42. One was 42, which was a movie about Hollywood and what goes on the back lots of the Hollywood studios. Then there was the movie 42 about Jackie Robinson, where she played Jackie Robinson's wife in the television program. How familiar are you with her?
I'm not really too familiar with her. I did see her on 42, though. I definitely saw her on 42, but I've never seen none of her Fox fantasy series or anything like that. So I really can't comment on that. Really, what she has done. She's actually from my part of the woods. She's from West Palm Beach, Florida, so not too far from Miami.
Hugo, King Von. Out of all the pictures to pick of a Lily Deladon, you chose that one. You must like that one, huh? You like a Lily Deladon? It's okay. Look at that picture of Kat Graham. Oh my goodness, she's not number 16 and 15, Hugo. King Von. I need to delete one of those. Kat Graham's number 16. You have her 16 and 15. She's not 15 and 16. She is number, Kat Graham is number 16 on the list, not 15 on the list. So delete that one for us, please, when you get the opportunity. Number 15 on the list. We're going to run them back right now for the number. Number 25, Julia Rose, Perfect Match, MTV. Number 24, Scarlett Johansson. We know what she played in. Number 23, the Gonzalez twins from UNLV. Number 22, Lele Deladon, NBA and WNBA superstar, last year's WNBA MVP, played for the Chicago Sky. Number 21, Brittany Sharpie, General Hospital. Number 20, Gal Gadot. Number 19, Naomi Fatu, WWE superstar. Number 18, Sydney Buna, model, Victoria's Secret. Number 17, Molly Quam, ESPN's First Take. Number 16, Kat Graham. Number 15, Jordan Dunn, Victoria's Secret model, Maybelline spokesperson. Number 14, help me, Hugo, I can't pronounce her name. Pareka?
Priyanka
Chopra. Number 13, Skylar Diggins. Number 12, Nicole Beharie. And number 11 on the list, Hugo. I mean, you can't make a top 25 without putting her in the list. I don't care if she's relevant currently or not. She is, because she's who runs the world? She says girls. Number 11, Hugo.
Beyonce.
Well, nothing else to be said right there. Go ahead.
I mean, I say it like that is because she's always in our top 25. So what else can we truly say about Beyonce except that she just looks good and she's like wine. She ages and she's perfect. She still looks even better as she ages. So I'm not saying that she's that old. It's that we've seen her grow up since she was what? 15, 16 years old, and how old is she?
Yeah.
33, I think, 34.
Yeah.
So
she will always make this list.
Always.
Hey,
always.
We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk NFL picks this week, the damn Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to also talk Duke suspending Grayson Allen on another tripping incident, y'all. We'll be right back. Top 25 BSR Network's Top 25 Females of 2016. We'll be right back.
Got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that champagne. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds.
Damn. You can be my freaka. Girl, I'll be a freako, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Sharpest breeze in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it
me?
Say it's us.
And I'll agree.
And we're back. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. Yours truly, Mike Knox, and the place to be in the capital MIKEKNOXXX. Triple X is what some people call me. If you're my friend, if not, just call me Mike. What's going on, Hugger? We here doing BDSR Networks, top 25 females. What's like about the list so far, my brother?
I love it. I love it. I like I said, I would have put it, if it would have been me, Molly Carroll would have been number one. But that's fine. it's fine. At least you made the list. That's all that matters. And so far, so good in the top 10. Wow. If you thought that numbers 25 through 11 were fire, just wait for the top 10. Y'all got to get sued for that. You stay tuned. For
you made me nervous when I first ate a list. You know that, right? Because you paused so long to give me a response.
Oh.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And I tried so hard.
I didn't know if you wanted feedback from me. See, we have iMessage people. And Mike just started putting some clouds, and I'm like, what the hell is Mike doing? And I don't understand what the hell you meant by that. Like, putting clouds and, like, fire, and I'm like, what's going on, Mike? But no. I love the list, man. I love the list. I really do. Hey, Mike, really quick, before you get into the football, because I know we're going to talk a little bit of football. I just wanted to ask you, are you looking forward for Sunday Christmas Day games? We got a couple that, besides the Warriors and the Cavs, Clippers, Lakers, Celtics, Knicks, Bulls, Spurs, Wolves, Thunder. Are you looking forward to any of those matchups besides the Warriors and the Cavs?
I cannot tell a lie, Hugo. I do not like the fact that Christmas is on Sunday. It seems weird to me. And correction there, Beyonce's 35 years old. King Vaughn, our statistician, tweeted out for it. My stat team's better than your stat team because you don't have a team and I got a team. You understand what I'm saying? But I was talking to my wife about this, and it was really bothering me because you got a slew of NFL games, right? Important games, right? We got Baltimore at Pittsburgh. You got the Washington game's important for them to win. The Giants, thanks to my Eagles last night winning, becoming victorious, which I didn't even pick them this week to win, was very successful. And their games this week as well. And when I looked at everything, I'm just like, I'm used to the NBA being on Christmas Day. I'm not necessarily used to the NFL also. Christmas is normally the NFL is the NBA's time. So the NBA has to share these games with them. So besides Cleveland versus Golden State, I'm not really happy about was the Knicks play Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? The Bulls play with the Pacers?
I'm right.
Who the Bulls?
No, the Bulls play San Antonio. That's going to be a good
San Antonio. That can be a good one. But my Eagles play – not my Eagles. My Bulls, I believe Mr. Vincent here on Fox Sports, he wrote a nice article about different Bulls team, same results. And I agree with that. It's like this team – again, I said this before, and this is why I don't like Kevin Durant. The NFL is – the NBA is about two teams. It's about Cleveland and Golden State, maybe San Antonio. You know what I mean? Everybody else to me is a horrible imitation of a champion. I like that. A horrible intimidation. Well, I just said it perfectly the first time, but I said the wrong word. Right? You know what I'm trying to say. Let me repeat that one more time. Let me get it right. Hold on. Mic check, 1, 2. All right. They're a horrible rendition of an NBA team, in my opinion. Anybody but the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. But talk about a couple games. We got and it's not Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. It's Pittsburgh at Cincinnati this week. Pittsburgh is the favorite on the road by 4 games. I'm taking in this game, Hugo. 100% of me has to go with – I just don't see how anybody right now – you know, Cincinnati is a joke. They're a joke.
Right.
I don't know how I read that wrong. Hold on. Where am I at? This is week 15.
No.
I did read it right. It is Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I'm sorry. It is Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I thought it was Pittsburgh and Baltimore. That's my fault. My mistake, guys. And Carrie Fisher has been hospitalized after having a heart attack on an airplane as Princess Leia, for those who don't know. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, a rivalry within itself. A lot of fans in Baltimore are actually Pittsburgh fans because Baltimore didn't have a team. For whatever reason, I don't know how you migrate all the way to Pittsburgh, but whatever. I got the Steelers winning this game easily. They're a 5-point favorite in this game against Baltimore. Nothing against Baltimore. I just think earlier in the year, I picked Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl. I kind of fallen off that stance. I think it's going to be the Battle for America's team, where it's going to be the Patriots versus the Cowboys. Winner becomes America's team again. That's what I think. Super Bowl, I think that's the best storyline being told. The same way I said it'd be great if it was the Cubs and Boston Red Sox, but the Cubs and Cleveland was also a great story, being that neither franchise had won in over 70-something years. I'm going with Pittsburgh to win this game by 5, Hugo. How you got this game? I just think they're clicking on all cylinders right now, and they're getting healthy at the right time.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm also going to go with Pittsburgh as well. And besides, they're vying for the AFC title, the AFC North title, excuse me. It's a crucial game, though, Mike. If I recall the last fixture that they played, did Pittsburgh win or did Baltimore win? I don't remember.
Why are you going to pull me out like that? Why are you going to put that on me?
I'm sorry.
I'll
look for it, Mike.
Why are you going to make me look at the
Google? I'm looking.
I think Pittsburgh won, though. I think Pittsburgh won.
Let me see. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, no. Baltimore won. So, with that
being
said. Right. So, if they don't split, then we have a totally wide AFC North title race going into week 17. I think Pittsburgh needs it. You're right. They're going in all cylinders. Pittsburgh needs it more than Baltimore do, because I think Baltimore, the redemption is they're hit or miss. They're a hit or miss team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the way Pittsburgh has played. And I remember on the network when we had our NFL special early in September, I thought that Pittsburgh would contend for the AFC, and obviously they fall off the wheels, but now that they're back at 9-6, I do have Pittsburgh winning it. But if Baltimore wins those, Mike, Baltimore controls their destiny. So Pittsburgh has to win. They have to win. If they don't win, I think Baltimore will edge it, man, and they're going to win the AFC North. But I have Pittsburgh as well. They're at home, 5-point favorites. Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Now, intriguing is that I think 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, not three because Dallas Cowboys have run Sunday Night Football, but Kansas City played Denver at Denver on a Sunday Nighter. This time there is the reverse. There's Sunday Nighter again on Christmas night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kansas City at Denver, at home against Denver, 3.5-point favorites in this ball game. I like Kansas City. It's nothing against Denver's defense. I just think, even though Kansas City gave up a game last week, I just think Kansas City is still the best team in the NFC, in the AFC West. I like their defense right now. I think they're the team that's not being spoke about. They have really the total package, in my opinion, of any team in the AFC, including the Patriots, who are 12-2 right now. But the Patriots are who we thought they were, and they're always going to be who we know them to be. Because, you know, I've said this plenty of times, Tom Brady, whether you like him or not, Broadway Brady to me is the best player, quarterback in NFL history, and damn sure the best quarterback in the NFL right now. I'm taking Kansas City to win this game against Denver and taking the 3.5 that I'm going to give Denver. I think Kansas City still pulls out a 5-point, maybe a 7-point victory in this game. What's your take?
Kansas City is definitely the silent killer. The whole picture has been painted on Oakland based on the season that they have had. So obviously you hear more about Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders, but I agree with you. I think Kansas City has it all. And I also like them to actually win this game. And don't be surprised, Mike. They could give New England run for the money they meet in the AFC Championship.
I agree. The problem is that I think if Kansas City is going to have to go to Foxborough, and I think I don't think they can beat New England in the playoffs in Foxborough. If they were there somehow, which not going to happen with two games left in the season, go to Kansas City, then I would maybe pick Kansas City over New England. But that game in New England come January, I got to rock and roll with the Patriots in that game if it pans out that way. Your team, 17-point underdogs in a divisional game against New England. In New England, we do point spreads here. We don't do victories. The Jets ain't losing by no 17 points, although. I got to take
the
Jets all the way.
They're not. I'll take the Jets as well. And another reason why is because the New York Jets, for some reason, when they play New England, in New England, they always show up.
Always.
I'm not saying they always win every single time, but they always show up.
Right.
So I'm also going to take the New York Jets. Obviously, the Patriots are going to win. I wouldn't doubt it if you actually see a 17-0 lead at the half. But then New York, for some reason, always in the second quarter, excuse me, in the second half, there's just something about that team that when it's against New England, they always pull everything against New England. But I have to take, I'm going to take the Jets.
When you're playing the Patriots, you got to come with some spunk, with some bravado in that game, especially in that rivalry like that, the way that it is. And Todd Bowles might be coaching for his job. Also,
I think Todd Bowles is going to get another season.
You think he has another year? Okay.
It's not his fault, realistically, you know, what happened with the bust that was Ryan Fitzpatrick to start off the season. We knew Geno Smith.
Why?
Got injured.
I mean, they didn't have to sign him, you know, to be honest.
They didn't.
So,
and don't be surprised because there's going to be a couple of quarterbacks that are going to be free agents next season, and one of them being Tony Romo. And I have this bad feeling that we're going to get Tony Romo.
I think Romo and the Romo sexuals go to Chicago. I'm going to keep saying that.
Chicago? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Chicago. Well,
so you think Jay Cutler's time at Chicago is over then?
Oh, it's done. Jay Cutler's finished in Chicago. He might be finishing the NFL. He might latch on for a lot less money in somewhere like Houston. You know what I mean? I actually think he might be good in Houston, to be honest. I think sometimes you need to change the scenery, and Houston might be a good spot, landing destination for one Jay cut him up. A playoff game in a sense, right? Because you look at this game right here in the AFC East, Buffalo at home against Miami, 4-point favorites, Miami losing Ryan Tannehill, who you are not, you know, publicly been on record for saying you're not a fan of. I think he kind of proved
you. I like Ryan Tannehill. No.
Okay.
I like Ryan Tannehill. I just don't like the
Dolphins. It's the team you don't like. Right. It's the team you don't like.
Right.
I think they rallied very well behind Case Keenum last week, and I think they will continue to ride the momentum. I'm just not feeling Buffalo. I think they're that team that's supposed to be good, but they never are good. I'm taking Miami to not just cover the 4 points, but win outright in this game. How you got this game going?
I have it the same way, especially it's Buffalo. They're hit or miss. They're 7-7. They're probably going to end the season 7-9 because I think they play New England, if I'm not mistaken, to finish off the season. I believe they play New England. I could be wrong. I'm going to take Miami. See, that's how much I hate the team that I completely forget about. But besides, Miami, listen, Miami has looked good. You know what I'm saying? Like this season, you know, everyone thought they were going to finish 4-12, 5-11, maybe even 6-10. But they have had a good season under Ryan Tannehill. Unfortunately, now with Ryan Tannehill out, even if they make the playoffs, which I think they're going to make the playoffs, I think they'll beat up Baltimore. If Baltimore were to lose to Pittsburgh for that sixth spot, so I'm also going to take Miami. But I guarantee you, though, that if they get into the playoffs with Matt Moore in quarterback,
they're one and done. They're one and done in the playoffs.
People like Matt Moore. I don't know if you know that.
I like him coming out of college. Coming out of college, he was a beast. He was a beast.
Right.
Last game I'm going to talk about right now, just to get back into the top 25 females of BDSR Network, that is. I've lost my lock of the week, which was New York against the Eagles. And here's my thing when I made that my lock. I'm not a guy who tries to pick easy games. You know what I mean? So I try my best all the time to go outside the box, not pick my teams, things like that. I actually thought the Eagles had a chance to win that game, but I thought my listenership would think I was being favoritism by going for Eagles. So I lost my lock of the week. I called myself, you know, rolling the dice. I lost that one. But my upset of the week, and this is before last night's game happened, I made my picks. I make my picks on Wednesday, okay, so that Ashley can get them out in the video package to people. My upset of the week is Detroit over Dallas, especially now Dallas has absolutely nothing to play for. They're locked in the home field advantage. They got to get a big lead. They got to get Romo some reps because anything can happen in the playoffs. Okay, Romo has not played. Ryan Prescott will have to, you know, we don't know where anything can happen. I'm not going to ever call him Dak. I'm sorry. First of all, it's a stupid name. It's a very stupid name. It is. It's a stupid name. And the fact that the Cowboy fans were all happy last night, like, give me a break. We didn't do that for y'all. We did that for us. Okay? Yes, y'all were the beneficiaries of it, but I was too because I hate Cowboy fans. No offense, King Von Jr. and I was a Cowboy fan. But I don't, you know what I mean? Like, your fan base makes me hate you. You know what I mean? This is, and I know how Eagle fans make other people feel. People say they hate the Eagles because of the fan base. Well, I hate the Cowboys because of the fan base. Y'all, all your Super Bowls can be found on the History Channel. Because it's been that long since y'all done anything in the playoffs. But with that being said, the line was 7. Whether Ryan plays the whole game or not, Detroit is known to play games all close. I'm taking Detroit to cover the 7 points is my upset of the week. What you got in this one?
Yeah, they cover the spread. But will they win is the next question. We got to see how Tony Romo is going to do this. These final two games of the season. I am going to take Detroit to cover the spread, but I think Dallas wins out some way, somehow. But it's okay, Mike. It's okay because I guarantee you, come playoff time, they'll choke. It's fine.
Are you guaranteeing it?
Yes. Let King Vaughn. Honestly, let King Von talk all his trash, which is all he does. All he does is tweet pictures of the Dallas Cowboys, how they are the magnificent. I think they are the best team in football.
They are the best team in football.
I'm still going to go with the New England Patriots, but that's here and near say. But I can't believe, though, Mike, I can't believe that if they were to meet in the Super Bowl, Dallas and New England, the two most poisonous teams in the National Football League, that I'm going to renounce myself to cheer for my divisional woe, the New England Patriots. That's how much I hate the Dallas Cowboys.
Clearly.
Which I hate them.
Clearly.
So, I'm going to take Detroit to cover, but I think Dallas somehow, some way, will edge it out. So we'll see, man. We'll see. We'll see how Tony Romo does tomorrow.
Number 10 on the BDSR Network's top 25 list.
Girl, I bet your mama named you good looking, cause you sure look good to me. My attention, ooh, yes, you just took it. You probably the finest thing that I ever seen. And nobody at the party driving alone. Damn, girl, break it down.
Hey, Huggo, your girl just retweeted us.
Did she?
Julia Rose just retweeted us.
Oh,
I might have put her higher. I should have put her higher. I should have put her higher than 25. This is the show. The pros listen to. Oh, she's amazingly beautiful. If that's a word, or that's a phrase, I just made it up. Who gives a damn? She's amazingly beautiful. Number 10 on the list. Listen. Say what you want to say, but
take it nice and slow and watch my turn around. Just back it up.
Oh my God, when I first saw this female going to Total Divas, I'm not going to lie. We talk about, you know, feeling a little bit pervy because we talk about 18-year-olds and all of that, and we're in our 30s, and Mike, obviously, is already on the fourth level.
Age ain't number to number.
Just remember, you're the new 40s or new 20, Mike, so it's okay. It's all good.
Hold on. I got to stop you right there. You know her boyfriend you can't stand, right? He just liked and retweeted it too.
Hell nah. I'm about to tweet him up, be like, get off my tweet. Get off my tweet. However, let me just say really quick, when I first saw her on Total Divas, I was mesmerized by her. And you can see how much she's grown up in the 3 years that she's been in the WWE.
Absolutely.
I think she's 21 years old now, doing fantastic things for Monday Night Raw as the ring announcer. In fact, I think she's better than Lillian Garcia.
I thought the same thing. I'm glad you said it before me, because I might have thought I was being, favoritism. But I think she does have. Let me phrase that. I think she learned well and elevated better than what her predecessor was.
Exactly. And that is JoJo Offerman. My God. And she dated Randy Orton for like a month or something like that. And then
yeah, we know
she's too young, but you know,
as my boys say, the women in the back are there to keep the men happy. So, JoJo Offerman, I mean, hello, Googler. If you don't know who we're talking about, you're a moron. You will know now after this show. If you don't know, JoJo Offerman is one of the world's most beautiful women in the world, hands down. Number 9, Huggo, because I can't pronounce her damn name, but I know how she looks.
Number 9 is Irina Shayk.
That's how you say it? Irina?
Irina or Irina. It's one of those two. But it's either Irina or Irina. Shayk is her last name. Now, who is she again, though, Mike? Because she looks familiar. I'm trying to remember what
she's a court. Come on, dog. What is my favorite thing in the world? Victoria's Secret.
Besides your wife? Besides
Victoria's
your wife,
Secret. You know, besides my wife, right. But she was, I believe at one point she was married to Bradley Cooper. Matter of fact, she is married to Bradley Cooper. She's having his baby.
She is. She's Bradley, and she's pregnant.
And she's pregnant.
That sucks.
Sucks for who? Not for Bradley. Bradley's ecstatic to have
her. You know who she also dated?
Your
and
boy, who you
Cooper.
Hate? Who you hate?
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yep, she dated Cristiano. I remember her now. And I remember, I won't forget this, when they broke up last year, it was a whole total big mess. Like, she ran down Cristiano Ronaldo on her social media down. She belittled him like no other. And then she started dating Bradley Cooper, and then she got married to him. Or she's going to get married to him, I should say. She just got engaged, and now she's pregnant. Cristiano, you're a fool for letting such a beautiful woman go. You're an idiot. That's why I hate you.
Such a hater. Number 8 on the list. She is, listen, there's a few people in this world, right? You can go by Prince, right? You can go by Madonna. I'm not saying she's as popular as those people with one names, but one name can take you a long way, right? Not only is she in entertainment, but she's in sports. Sports is in her, shall we say. The wife of one quarterback in the NFL. Who are we talking about number 8? My goodies, not my goodies.
The wife of Russell Wilson, former Super Bowl champion, and that is Ciara. Now, you know what I love about Ciara?
that I've always
everything
liked back then.
Everything.
Yeah. But I'm saying, for what she does, that she linked up with one of my favorite record producers, which is Jazzy Faye. I love
okay.
Jazzy Faye. And when I remember when she started collaborating with Jazzy Faye, you know, Jazzy Faye started doing her beats and
mm-hmm.
you know, so also wrote some of the songs. I was like, damn, you know, she's going to be big time. And Jazzy Faye, let me just say something. I not to steer into another direction. Jazzy Faye, to me, is very underrated. He
very
really
much.
Is.
I think,
and,
you know what, he got paid. He got paid, because imagine the contract buyout that he had on her, because that was his artist, and then sold her to RCA. No, is it RCA or
right.
Sony? One of them two companies, I think it's RCA, that brought out. They wanted her to be the next Janet Jackson. And she might not have, I think she had a lot of Janet Jackson in her as far as her music is concerned. She's not the greatest singer, but she's a great performer. Mm-hmm. And I put it the same way I put J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar again as well. J. Cole may be a better lyricist, but the bigger star is Kendrick Lamar. She may not be the greatest singer, but Ciara, not Ciara, which I can't stand when certain media outlets refer to her as Ciara or certain idiots call her a man. There's nothing manly about Ciara.
Stupid.
Nothing at all manly
stupid.
About her. Stupid.
Retard.
Number seven on the list.
Ava Pickford Marseille. I think that's how you say it. Marseille.
Well, before making this list, which her last name still on Twitter is at Eva Marcella, there's now since divorce now. Eva Pickford is America's Next Top Model winner, actress, phenomenon. Eva Pickford is amazing. She's now since, which is now the new craze in America, is natural hair. She is one of the most
uh-huh.
beautiful women. I'm sorry. Like, because she hasn't done nothing really, really significant this year, I didn't have her higher than this.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely one of my all-time favorite top five of all-time women. She's absolutely gorgeous. In every sense of the word, is Eva Pickford. Number six on the list.
Number six on the list is Carrie Hilson. Carrie Hilson. And is she also from Victoria's Secret, is she? Or she's an artist, isn't she?
Carrie Hilson's a singer.
Yeah, sorry. You know,
really?
I never, yeah. I I'm dead serious, dude. I can't believe, like, I'm living under a rock right now. I've never seen her. I'll be honest with you. Never seen her.
Yes,
never.
You have.
I probably have, but.
Girl like Carrie, oh, so Barry. She had that song, Turn Me On. You're turning me on. You're turning me on.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yes, you know Carrie Hilson. You don't know Carrie Hilson. You got a problem, my brother. And she is the former fiance, no longer together, of one Serge Ibaka, hence why I don't like him. You don't like Jonathan from Are You the One? I don't like Serge Ibaka, because who the hell breaks up with Carrie Hilson? You got to be kind of a stupid idiot to break up with Carrie Hilson. Seriously, what kind of idiot breaks up with Carrie Hilson? I guess someone who has options, right? Before we go into the top five, one more song, guys, and we'll be right back.
Girl, I bet your mama named you good looking, cause you sure look good to me. My attention, ooh, yes, you just took it. You're probably the finest thing that I ever seen. And nobody at the party dropping it low like the way that you do. Got me saying, damn, girl, break it down for me.
If you ain't at a party, take your ass back home. If you get it naughty, baby, it's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. We're going to back for y'all guys, all the way for 25. Number 25, Julia Rose from Are You the One? Scarlett Johansson, the Gonzalez twins from UNLV, Lele Deladonna, number 22. Number 21, Brittany Sharpie. Number 20, Gail Godot. Number 19, Naomi Mob is the hashtag, Naomi Fatu. Cindy Bruner at number 18. Number 17, Molly Quarles. Number 16, Kat Grand. Number 15, Jordan Dunn. Number 14, Priyanka Chopra. Number 13, Skylar Diggins. Number 12, Nicole Beharie. Number 11, Beyonce. We can't say nothing about that. Number 10, JoJo Offerman. Number 9, Arena Shark. Did I say it right? Shereke. Number 8.
Yeah.
Okay, I
we're
came
trying, through. We're trying.
Number 8, Sierra. Number 7, Eva Pifford. Number so good. Take number 9 in for King Vaughn. He's looking for. He can't keep the name.
Right.
For give him the adder. And we're all the way up to number 5. Hugo. Hold on, cause she's everything about this song right here. She really is.
You got what I need.
That drop it down in Daisy Dukes. Hugo, this is the 6th annual BSR Network's Top 25. She has been number 1 for all the previous 5 years. She is the world's number 1 supermodel. She is hands down the face of Victoria's Secret. Number 5 on the list only because guess what, y'all? It's my list. You don't like it, listen anyway. She's done absolutely nothing this year because she's off having a baby, and I don't give a damn. I'm not ever going to make a list where she's not on it. Look, I've grown up because you don't see Rachel McAdams on the list, and Rachel McAdams has been on every list. She's not here. There's no Rachel McAdams this year, guys, despite her being in Doctor Strange. Number 5 on the list, Hugo, my favorite woman in sports and entertainment. Number who? Number 5 is who?
Is she really? She really is? Miss Candace Swanepoel?
Candace?
That's your favorite?
That's my favorite woman in the world.
I would
everything,
say,
everything, that Candace, everything that Candace wears, I go buy.
You go buy.
Well, so not for me. Not for me. This is since there's no hashtag switch it up challenge. That's not me. No, I have a woman.
On,
I have a wife. I have
say.
A beautiful wife.
I'm gonna ask you though. I'm gonna disagree with you one thing. By the way, she's gorgeous. She is absolutely fantastic. And I'm not a blonde guy, Mike. I don't like blondes. I'm not the type that likes blondes.
I think I'm prone to blondes. Even though I'm not prone to anything. I like women.
But to say that she is the poster lady of Victoria's Secret, you are wrong, my friend, because there's no one that takes that crown away from Adriana Lima. I don't care what anyone says.
No, it's not about your opinion or my opinion. She really is. No, I'm being honest. She really is. She is their number one. If you Google her, right, which I know you are,
uh-huh.
She's the world's number one supermodel. She's Victoria. She's the face of Victoria's Secret Angels division.
Okay.
If you walk in Victoria's Secret, right, which I go in all the time, she is on more pictures in the studio than anybody.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, I don't go into Victoria's Secret. I at least not lately. I haven't been able to go because you know forever alone. Hashtag
Candace Swinepoel. Her hashtag or her at there King Vaughn is at Angel Candace. Angel Candace, number five. Number four on the list, I go.
Number four on the list is Grace Geely, now known as Grace Byers. She is known to be Annika Calhoun in the soap opera Empire.
Boo Boo Kitty, for those who don't know, if you don't watch Empire, Boo Boo Kitty. I mean, look at her. As soon as you Google her, look at that smile that comes up. Look how fierce she looks in that short haircut. I showed my wife, and my wife said, "Wow, she's all the way up there? Look at her. Look at her." You can't find an ugly picture of her nowhere on the internet. I challenge you to find an ugly picture.
But what did your wife say? What was your opinion of your wife again on her? Why is she so high?
My wife was like, "Why?" She couldn't believe I had her at number four.
Any reason number, why? Or?
My wife's a black woman, okay, and she has taught me to appreciate the darkness skin of a woman.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha.
And to be honest, this is radio. This is where Barbershop Talk meets radio. My mother was a very high yellow woman, as Grace is, and a lot of high yellow women back in the day were made fun of because they couldn't fit in. People make fun of you know how blacks were treated back in the day. You know, and if you were very high yellow, you couldn't fit in because you wasn't white, but you wasn't dark enough either. So a lot of high yellow black women had it just as hard as regular black women did back in the day. And so I think because of that, a lot of dark women today, you know, because all you see is women like Boo Boo Kitty on television. You don't really see the darker skinned black women on television too much. You really don't. This is the kind of black woman you do see on television is Grace. But I think she's again, this list is made up of lips, eyes, smile, and it's a facial conversation. This isn't about TNA. This is clearly from the neck up. And from the neck up, I think she is hands down on the level of a Eva Pickford. I really do put her that high on the list. And so at number four, I thought it was absolutely perfect to have her there. Number three on this list, Hugo, before we even say the name, I'll be real with you. There's no one. All right, we're talking about entertainment people. We're talking about fantasy, not my real life. Because to me, my wife is the most beautiful woman in the world. Okay. If I wasn't married, but I am, and I could pick the number one, there is no one that compares to Candace Swinepoel, in my opinion. Not a single person. Number three comes damn close to doing it. Who's number three on the list, Hugo?
Number three on the list is Australian born, now lives in England, Margot Robbie.
You know who Margot Robbie is, don't you? Don't play me like I'm a fool now. The Duchess?
I know she played also in Suicide Squad. I know, Mike. I know.
No, forget Suicide Squad. She was the Duchess in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep, very true.
Okay, she's also in Suicide Squad. She was also Will Smith's love interest, which I believe other things happen with that love interest in real life, and the movie Focus. She's also going to be the first female since Halle Berry's Catwoman to have her own – well, Gal Gadot's going to have hers first. But after Gal Gadot, in the process right now, I believe filming starts February, they are making a Harley Quinn standalone movie. For Margot Robbie. And I don't think if you're a beautiful woman enough and you have the fan base enough, you could pull that off. She deserves to be number three on this list, and I absolutely love it. And I love two, and I love number one. But number three, I love me some Margot Robbie. But before I loved Margot Robbie at number three, there was a soap opera that I watched that was on TV for about 50 years. She debuted on that TV show as a little baby sister. Grown, but baby sister. She then, since to go on to do things like the TV show The Game, she was Malik's model girlfriend on the TV show The Game. She then goes from there, goes to Tyler Perry's The Half and The Have-Nots. Beautiful, chocolate, Black Hammer's wife, for those who don't know the movie, right along. Number two on the list, Hugo.
Number two is Miss Tika Sumter.
Hugo, I know you love your Colombian women, but can you look at Tika Sumter one more time for me and tell me you don't find that woman absolutely gorgeous? You're not kicking her out of bed, bro.
You're going to be a fool if you do. You're going to be a fool if you do.
Seriously.
You'd be an idiot.
You're going to
be a fool. You'll be a fool. All right.
I might even have to question your manhood. I might even have to question your manhood if you were to kick her out.
I'm sorry. Am I looking at this right? Did she actually marry Malik in real life? She did. Wow. He married her, Malik from the show, the TV show, The Game. She married him.
Did she?
I'm blown away right now. That's her husband. Holy Jehoshaphat, Batman. All right. that kind of blew my mind a little bit there. Tika Sumpter, number two on the list. Tika Sumpter, King Vaughn. Tika Sumpter, number two. And now, the most anticipated, number one, and I'm ready to argue this one all damn day long. Number one on the list, Hugo!
The number one female of 2016 in sports and entertainment. She's from Canada, well, Canadian-American, and that is Kylie Bunbury.
Woo! Hold on, Hugo. I'm sorry. She is. Look at TV show coming on Fox. No, this is Fox Sports Radio 1340. Right? Duh. On the Fox network called Pitch. Pretty much the way I can describe it for those who don't know the TV show, which you should watch because I think arguably, I said, let's put superhero shows to the side, right? Because I would say Flash is the best show on TV. If I took superheroes away, I would say the best comedy on TV for me is either Modern Family, Black-ish, or The Goldbergs. Put it in whatever you want to put it in. I love all three shows equally, probably. The best regular sitcom show on TV, it's not even a sitcom, it's a drama show, right, is Pitch on Fox. As a perfect blend of Major League Baseball's money behind it, production behind it, as a production major, I love production. Hugo, have you heard of her before the TV show? I never did.
No, I haven't. And I'm looking at her pictures right now, and stunningly beautiful. To be number one, I wouldn't put her at number one, but definitely deserving of being in the top 10. She is gorgeous, though, Mike. I'm looking at her right now. I'm looking at some of these pictures. Wow. Wow. That's all I got to say. Wow. Yeah. I can see the reason why he chose her as number one. I could see the reason why. I could. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, Hugo. Number one, again. Run down the list for him again one more time, Hugo, for those who don't know the list.
All right, so number 25, my girl from MTV's RG The One, season 5, Julia Rose. Number 24, Scarlett Johansson. Number 23, Dylan or Dylan? Is it Dylan or Dylan? I said Dylan, but Dylan and
Dylan
Gonzalez.
Right.
Number 22, Elena Deladone. Number 21, Brittany Sharpe. Number 20, Gal Gadot. Number 19, Naomi Fatu, excuse me. Number 18, Cindy Bruna. Number 17, the love of my life, Ms. Molly Karam. Number 16, Kat Graham. Number 15, Jordan Dunn. Number 14, Priyanka Chopra. Number 13, Skylar Diggins. Number 12, Nicole Beharie. Once again, help me out, Mike.
Beharie. It's okay.
Number 11,
that's something I can't pronounce.
Number 11, Beyonce. Number 10, the beautiful JoJo Openman. Number 9, Cristiano Ronaldo's ex, Irina Shayk. Number 8, Sierra. Number 7, Eva Pinkford Marcel. Number 6,
Carrie Hilson. Number 5, Mike's favorite female besides his wife, Candace Swanepoel. Number 4, Grace Geely. Number 3, Margot Robbie. Number 2, Tika Sumter. And to round out 2016 in the BDSIR Network's top 25 females is Kylie Bunbury.
I dare you to make your own list. I won't complain. You know why? I'm a heterosexual male. I like all of them. Like Hugo said, may not be his number one, but damn it, they're on the list. And ain't a single person on this list, you're going to say you will kick out of bed. I guarantee you that, Hugo. Listen, this might be our last show for the year. We might do a show for wrestling. It depends, right? Depends. But this is BDSR Network, Solon Sports, last show of the year. Hugo, your thoughts on this year, 2016? We've had our ups, we've had our downs. We made that move to Fox Sports, but all in all, I believe it was a great year. Your thoughts on the year in sports and most importantly, the radio show?
Well, first of all, the radio show definitely have been growing with Fox Sports. So big ups to everyone over there on Fox Sports. Thank you, Mike, for such a successful 2016. 2017 is going to come out with a bang. I know that I'm very weary when it comes to my shows, but Mike understands retail schedule, especially throughout the holidays. It is tough. It is really, really hard. However, 2017, we'll be back with a bang. No Foul Play will be back on every single week, as well as the Hour of Power in Sports with McPree. We already have songs. We already have skits. Just wait for the Hour of Power to be relaunched again on 2017. I haven't taken my mind away from the Hour of Power Sports, which made the BDSIR Network. And Mike trusts me enough to be able to run it, and he knows that I'm gonna try damn my hardest for the show to run. In terms of sports, on and off here, my New York Jets. Well, what can I say about my New York Jets? Terrible. I didn't expect them to be 4-10 in this season. I guess bad luck of the draw. Very impressed with my Los Angeles Lakers, even though Mike said on my Facebook Live yesterday, he's not a fan. He just likes to go to the games. Listen, Mike, I like the Lakers. I've always been a Laker fan.
No, I didn't mean you dissed me on your Facebook Live. I wasn't talking about the Lakers. I was about the comment before that read, I didn't know Miami had fans. And that's when I commented.
Oh, that was Micah.
Yeah.
I got you. My New York Jets, as like I said, the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, I'm very excited to see what Luke Walton's going to do in 2017 with his young core squad. Obviously, you know, me and my soccer, you know, the Premier League is heating up. Huge festive weekend, Mike. Boxing Day fixtures. We have New Year's Eve. And then the 2 days later, they play again. So I'm excited for that. I'm very excited for 2017. 2016 was a little bit tough year. We lost a lot of good people as well. Rest in peace to who are falling in 2016. Very long list. And obviously what happened today with Princess Leia definitely is affecting all of our hearts right now. And hopefully she makes a speedy recovery after a heart attack. And this just happened a couple of hours ago. So definitely big ups to that. Other than that, besides the tragedies, 2016 was a hell of a year, Mike. And I'm glad to still be part of this journey with you and for years to come and years on the BDSR networks and most importantly on Fox Sports. What was your take on 2016, Mike, before we sign off, man?
I just want to say first, and this is not – I know that sometimes it comes off as scripted or whatever, but I want to first give thanks and praises to God for allowing me to have a voice to still be here. I want to thank him for giving me the wisdom and the strength and the – not giving up when it's been easy to kind of give up. We took a big hit in the numbers moving from BDSR Network, where we were a little bit more, I don't want to use the word raunchy, but a little bit more us to take the move to Fox Sports. We kind of had to tune down a little bit of what we were to join the network on a bigger network. So we kind of took a little bit of hitting our numbers, but it's okay. The numbers have since kind of gone back up in the right way. So I want to thank the fans that to continue. I'm always amazed, Hugo. I've been amazed that you've been a fan of me. That's how we became friends, because you checked out the show. And a lot of people who have joined the show have been fans. And sometimes it still amazes me that you guys respect my opinion, because sometimes I can be very opinionated in my approach. And I appreciate the fans and the friends that I've gained from doing this network that understand there's a difference between Mike Knox, the on-air personality, and Michael Pierman, the man. So I give thanks and props to my wife, who pushes me every day when I'm sitting downstairs in my big, extravagant house playing the game on my 65-inch 4K TV. my wife
go
telling
ahead,
me to go. That was a little shot for those who are getting, you know, smart
TV.
A little bit. But to my wife who's always pushing me, to my children who, if I don't have a show, my youngest son Christian's like, Dad, you got a show today? You know what I mean? So I want to thank my family because, honestly, they're the reasons why I do this. Without my family, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I do it to get to a better level than where I'm at right now. So 2017, look out. I want to thank Wally. I want to thank Justin. I want to thank Micah for coming on this year. I want to thank Vic. I want to thank Brian. I want to thank everybody who's been a part of BDSR Network, KME, Spotface, Toph, everybody out there. I want to thank Fox Sports, the family that's out there that supports us and help us kind of grow. But again, most importantly, my praises go to God because without him, I couldn't do what I do. And again, I know I can be an arrogant, pompous ass sometimes, but it's radio. And it's honestly my real feelings. And sometimes I can't really be myself on social media because I have a family and I have standards. And there's certain things that I may feel and I may believe that I can't really put out there on social media. But when you listen to the program, you get the real Mike Knox. This is who I am 24/7 all the time. And so I thank you guys. I thank the listeners. I thank, again, you, Hugo. When I need you guys have stepped up in 2016 like I didn't think you could. When I was being told by some of the higher-ups to fire my team has been there for me time and time again. King Vaughn Jr. with the tweets and personal things helping me out. I just want to thank everybody. I get teary-eyed sometimes. I know I spell my name with three X's. I believe that I am hardcore, but I don't think you could be as hard as I am from the south side of Chicago without having a little bit of a heart. And so it touches me sometimes the help and the respect and the admiration that I get from you guys as my team. Without my team, there is no BDSR Network. Without my team, there is no Mike Knox. So the naysayers can rip my team all they want to. My team is thorough. My team is diligent. My team does what I need my team to do. If I ask my team to do something, my team does it. I don't ask my team to do a lot because I'm self-taught. I'm self to do it myself. But what a year. Sports has been great. Conor McGregor has been great. Another great year. I want to see Mayweather and Conor McGregor in 2017 somewhere. I don't care. I want to see it. I know. You don't want to see it in a boxing. You know what's going to happen. But overall,
you see him in a cage. You know what's
going to
happen.
No, in a cage. Damn right, we know what's going to happen. But on that note, we're going to get up out of here, guys. I want to thank you.
Mike,
another
really
great
quick.
Year. Yeah.
Really quick, let me just say one more thing. Also, when Mike says that he wears his heart on his sleeve when he first starts off the show, it's true. This is the real Mike Knox that you guys are listening to. Not to toot his own horn. Mike likes it when he gets praises, and I know he does, but it generally does come from the heart. What I'm going to say is that he's a very genuine person. He could come up a little bit standoffish, a little bit arrogant, but it's not being arrogant. He's just confident in the work that he does. There's a difference between arrogance and there's a difference between arrogance and confidence, and that's what Mike has. And without him, I couldn't be on the radio. And also, big shout out to my team that Mike also allowed to bring them with me. McPree being one of them, he really wanted to be here. He unfortunately had an emergency at work. He definitely wanted to be part of the show. Mike trusted me and McPree to take the Hour of Power and Sports to a next higher level. Also, my team in the UK, Momo, he just joined from Scotland this year on No Foul Play, doing a phenomenal job. Rick and Andy as well, whenever they are around. So I want to thank that. If it wasn't for Mike, I wouldn't be able to also showcase his other side of the team, which are the guys from the UK. So big ups to that. And Mike, once again, man, thank you. I know we're gonna get out of here. We're about to get
no,
out of here.
No, I'm glad you
once
said
again,
that.
Thank you so much, man.
I'm glad you said that because and I forgot and I want people to say this when I do this because if I don't name you, it's not because you're not on my mind. It's just, you know, I've been drinking a little bit of the Long Island iced tea, but I want to thank my UK connection because they keep me strong. Mike Grant and the STC. Real hip hop show we got on here as well. Corey, the Sports Authority and other stuff. I mean, I set it off as just one guy doing one show by myself, and we've turned it into a network. And I want 2017 to be a time where I can pay you guys for the hard work you put in there. So, again, I thank you guys. I'm going to sign off for the last time this year. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. That really is crazy, y'all, because without him, we're nothing. Hey, one of my favorites under the year. We out of here, y'all. Bruno Mars, top 25. Take us away, guys. We out of here, y'all.